insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Welcome again to our program. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of more of His verses. Inshallah, in this session we'll be discussing verse number 102 of Surah Baqarah. First, let's hear the verse.
واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر وما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر فيتعلمون منهما ما يفرقون به بين المرء وزوجه وما هم بضارين به من أحد إلا بإذن الله ويتعلمون ما يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ولقد علموا لمن اشتراه ما له في الآخرة من خلاق ولبئس ما شروا به أنفسهم لو كانوا يعلمون.
This verse talks about a very interesting story and an account. First, let's read the verse. The interpretation of this verse is has come to be a dilemma with the Mufassirin and those who have written books of tafsir and commentary on the Holy Quran. Verses وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُو الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ. And they followed what the devils pursued during Solomon's reign. Now, this translation that I'm reading for you is Brother Ali Quli Qara'i's translation of the Holy Quran, which is a very good translation, but we must say that translations will change depending on the interpretation of the verse. And as we just hinted a few minutes ago, or a few seconds ago actually, there's a lot of controversy on what the verse is trying to say. Every phrase of this verse has got a few different opinions regarding what that phrase of the verse means. Now, this is one of the interpretations that this brother has translated the verse to mean. They followed what the devils pursued during Solomon's time, which, according to Allama Tabatabai, which is one of the strongest mufassirin throughout the history of tafsir and commentary on the Holy Quran, this is not the valid interpretation of the verse, actually. The verse is saying they, which again, there's a difference of opinion regarding that, but we'll just stick to what is going to be seems to be the correct explanation based on the scripture that we have from the Jews themselves, and based on the ahadith, the valid ahadith that we have, and based on what the verse the whole verse, all the phrases will be fitting together much better. We'll translate it and explain it with that interpretation. It says, and they followed what the devils pursued and quoted and lied upon Solomon doing. وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ. And Solomon did not turn faithless. He didn't refuse or reject the truth. وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا But it was the devils who were faithless. يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ Teaching the people magic. وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ And what was sent down to the two angels at Babylon, Harut and Marut. وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ And they would not teach anyone حَتَّى يَقُولَ Until they said to that individual, إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ We are only a test, so do not be faithless. فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ But they would learn from those two what with which they would cause a split between man and his wife. وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ Though they could not harm anyone with it except with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ And they would learn that which would harm them and bring them no benefit. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ Though they certainly knew that anyone who buys it has no share in the hereafter. وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ Surely, evil is that for which they sold their souls, had they known. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ Now, this was the translation, and as you can already see, the verse is hinting to things that need explanation, and we need to know what these are talking about. The verse is in the context of the previous verses which were discussing Bani Israel. If you remember, since verse 40, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been discussing the issue of Bani Israel. This verse is in the same context. So, وَاتَّبَعُوا They followed would obviously be meaning Bani Israel. However, some of the commentaries have got other views, but it seems like this is the proper view. They followed what the devils pursued, this translation says, and we said that this apparently is not the correct interpretation of the verse. The verse is talking about this, that Bani Israel amongst them, and we see the signs of this during we read this history before even the prophet came to be a prophet. Amongst Bani Israel, sihr, magic, was something very common, was a common practice. This common practice, and the reason why I say we see this in history, in the history of the Holy Prophet, before he even became a prophet, is that we have on numerous occasions that the Arabs that did not have, they weren't the literate ones, they would refer to the Jews for many different things. Some of those things would be issues of magic, you know, how to nullify something, or they wanted to cast a spell on someone and things like that. Inshallah, we'll get to the issue of magic itself and what that would be. But anyhow, this was something that was a pretty common practice amongst them. Now, in the verses that deal with the story of Musa, Prophet Moses, and Fir'aun, and Pharaoh, when Prophet Musa was accused of using magic, when he showed the people the signs that were given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the cane turning into a snake, a large snake, that the word used sometimes was a dragon, which means a very large snake. They accused the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as being a magician. In reply to those, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Prophet Musa would say that sihr, that magic is kufr. That's not right. It's not something right to do. It's not the proper thing to do. It's wrong. Magic is wrong. One should not be involved and engaged in magic. So, this magic that was a common practice amongst Bani Israel that was bad and that was wrong, where did they get it from? How did it come to be a common practice? They attributed it to Prophet Sulaiman. That's the first piece of the verse. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانِ. They followed what the shayateen said lyingly and attributed to the kingdom of Sulaiman. The devils, the story says, that the devils, meaning the it's referring to the jinn. We know that Prophet Sulaiman had control over a lot of creatures, including the jinn. These jinn, they attributed to the Prophet Sulaiman. Now on top of all of them is Iblis, Shaytan. He attributed to Prophet Sulaiman that the reason why he was able to have such a powerful kingdom was that he used magic. The power that he had to control the winds and control the jinn, all of that was magic. That's what they accused the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in reply to their claim, and that this magic is because of what Prophet Sulaiman said, and what Prophet Sulaiman did, is the reply is that no, Prophet Sulaiman was not a kafir. We said that in the other verses, sihr and magic is considered kufr. So no, Sulaiman did not do that. We know from the Holy Quran, Sulaiman was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would never do something that is against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. And what he did was not magic. This is the first part of the verse. Inshallah, the continuation we'll have to explain in a following session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك